Let us pray. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Just a little refresher on some of the wonderful words in a portion of Psalm 119 that we read this morning. In verse 89 it says, Lord, your word is forever. And verse 90 says, your faithfulness abides from one generation to another. Verse 92, if it was not for your laws, I would perish at life's end. And the affirmation in verse 94, I am yours. And what a familiar verse is verse 105. Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light to my path. I think many of us could recall it being used at some stage in our lives, and perhaps now it sits within our heart as one of the treasured verses. For me, verse 105 has been a passage of scripture that has stood out in my life since Sunday, the 13th of October, 1957, when it was written by my father in a Bible I was given for my confirmation by Bishop Bergman. It's a passage of scripture that has moulded my life and made me who I am. It's a passage of scripture that has assured me that if I follow the word and the light, my inheritance will lie in Jesus Christ. And it's this inheritance that I'd like to talk about today. Usually when we think of inheritance, we think of it as things we might inherit from our parents. But I want to share with you what it is to have this inheritance with Jesus Christ. I wonder, did your parents or someone in your family store up an inheritance for you? And what is your experience of that? When I think of what I've inherited from members of my family, it is of very little worth in terms of monetary, but great in sentiment. And I wonder what will become of the things in my life when I die and I can't take them with me. So I suspect that it will become part of my children's heritage. But I have to say, one of the most treasured things I have that my parents did pass on to me that is worth far more than anything else, and that is my faith and belief in Jesus. I can tell from what I've inherited with a relative or a family member what they were like and how that has impacted my life. For example, I have a very old prayer book, a Book of Common Prayer, handed down to me from my great-grandmother, to my grandmother and to my mother and to me. And that spoke to me of the values and what was important in their life. And it told me that this was a symbol of who they were deep within themselves. It told me they were Christians. It gave me a sense of a baton being passed down through the family and eventually to me as I run the race of life with perseverance, just as they did. I can get a sense of who I am through the wonderful collection of family diaries that I have, 20 in all, by the same author, dated from 1877 to 1896. And they give me a great insight into my heritage and into the reason for why I live in Australia. I have my grandfather's war medals and a record of the events on that fateful day on the Somme when he was gassed and later died in 1918. A grandfather I never knew, but whom I have cried for on many an Anzac Day. A grandfather who showed commitment and courage in the face of great danger. A grandfather I drew close to for the first time as I sat by his grave on the Somme in France in 2005. I have some of my father's clerical styles from the 52 years of his ordained ministry as a priest in this diocese. A priest much loved and valued by many he ministered to. A priest who was another in a long line of family of ordained clergy, and I think I've mentioned this to you before, with a clergy person in every generation in our family since the year 1112. I have some pieces of a willow pattern tea set that was given to me by my parents when I was 6 years old, and the remains of it were put away in a shoebox and lovingly kept by my mother, who then returned them to me just a few days before she died. I'm a family historian and have done extensive research on my family, immigrants from Germany and Jews from London. And through their lives, I've inherited this beautiful country and a diverse cultural background. Through my family history research, I've the security of knowing that I belong to a family who gave much for others. I have birth certificates as mine, my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, and so they go back even beyond all of that. I've survived the ups and downs, the challenges and pain, the blessings upon blessings and grief upon grief of life's experience. I've lived high adventure in the outback as a nurse in remote isolated communities amongst tribal Aboriginal people and rugged and rough opal miners, thousands of miles away from any help when it was needed. I am all of these things. They are my heritage. They are what make me who I am in my family. They are what hold meaning to me in my life. And it's out of that heritage that I receive my inheritance, a treasury of gifts and memories that speak to me of what makes and forms my life. But I ask the question, is all of this enough? Perhaps it is in our earthly, rich and meaningful life, but that earthly life will come to an end eventually. And what then? Will all we have had invested in our lives on earth come to nothing in the end? From your own personal life, you will have different experiences of your heritage and your inheritance. Maybe they are good experiences, maybe they are painful and unjust. Maybe they have assisted you in life to be able to better your lifestyle, to acquire a home, to tuck something away for your own children. I sometimes look at these gifts that have been handed down to me through generations and wonder how to preserve them for the next generation. And will they still have the same meaning to the next generation? Somehow all of this that I've been saying, while it draws us to reflect on our heritage and our future, our inheritance, our past, our roots, our life, our very being, somehow while it carries all the experiences associated with that, encompassed in friends and family, somehow it would always remain incomplete, empty, shallow, always searching and without deep meaning, until we realise the true reason for our being, our true heritage, and the inheritance that comes with that. You see, the greatest lasting inheritance can only come through the richest and most loving gifts of all, and they are the gifts of hope, of love, peace, of companionship in life's journey from our friend and saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is faithful, loyal, and always there to support and encourage and comfort, the one who offers us eternal life. These are the inherited promises of God that culminate in our heritage to be finally expressed in the promised inheritance of eternal life. We can read in 1 Peter 1:3-4, which says very clearly, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you." We have the words of God, we have the scripture that affirms this, that claims us as belonging to God. In Jeremiah 1:5 it says, "The voice of the Lord said to Jeremiah, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you.'" Isaiah 43 says, which we would know well, "I've called you by name, you are mine." In Galatians 3:26 it says, "For in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith, and as children we inherit from the Father." Romans 8:17 backs that by continuing, "And if children of God, then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." 1 John 3:1 says, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. That is who we are And that is our inheritance of our faith as children of God. I just think for a moment and reflect, because this is very important. Do you really know that you are owned and loved by God? That you are not just a follower of the way? That your heritage lies in Jesus Christ, and therefore you are an inheritor of the kingdom of God? Do we really know that? Not just know it, but feel it deep in your heart, like a breath of the Spirit. I just reflect, if we were to give a gift to anyone, a gift of the Word of God, the Bible, that brings its words to life in our life, so we can live them out, make it your heritage, embed it with all else in your life and pass it on to your children. Make it their heritage and your children's children, and the greatest inheritance, the greatest gift is yours and theirs, and that is the gift of inheritance of eternal life. In my Bible that I was given for my confirmation, it holds both worlds. The world of my earthly life, with notices in the inner cover of births, deaths and marriages and life-sustaining prayers, and the Word of God, the lantern for my feet and the light for my path. I don't know if you have given your children or grandchildren or yourself, for that matter, a Bible. I gave one each to my grandchildren when I baptised them, and I suspect, a bit like many others, it was put away in a cupboard and all but forgotten. Earlier this year, my then 6-year-old grandson rang me to tell me that he had found the Bible I'd given him, and yes, it was in the back of a cupboard, where it had been for many years, or the past 6 years. Then his mother came on the phone and she said, "He hasn't stopped reading it." She said, he spent most of the day on the couch reading his story Bible. It's through the Word of God that we come to know our Lord Jesus Christ. We can find him here, we can seek him out, and we can meet him through his Word. In the Gospel of Luke this morning, we heard of Zacchaeus, who went to great lengths to see Jesus. He climbed a sycamore tree so he could see over the crowd and so he could hear Jesus. Little did he know his life was about to change forever. After Jesus spotted him in the tree, he invited him to come down. And then Jesus did what we know he can do, and that is invited him into his world. He invited himself to supper at Zacchaeus' place. And from that account, Zacchaeus was gifted with an inheritance of eternal life. How fortunate are we that we don't have to climb a sycamore tree to see Jesus? Very fortunate, I would think. We can find his way and his life, and our way and our life, through his word and by inviting him into our lives. Or perhaps it is he who invites us in. We need to take the words of God and live them. Take them out of the written word and walk with them in our life, in faith, in trust, in love and hope, as building blocks for our eternal inheritance. God has whispered your name. You are a child of his. The inheritance he offers is yours. Amen.